I believe in you.
May God forgive us.
Subjugated everyone with his gun. Tom Tenney intends to impose Sharia on everyone. Tom Tenney intends to impose Sharia on everyone, which is why he's tricked you into listening. Is why he's tricked you into listening.
All right, good enough. Welcome, you guys, listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. Anyone?
Welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Welcome to the freest of Brooklyn.
I think we should do it again.
I think that we should talk about... Oh, man, nothing good happened. No, that's not true. My uncle got married in a bar today.
Nice.
I'm very proud of him.
It's not that great.
Are you kidding me? Smackdown.
Anyone can go to a bar.
And get married?
Mm-hmm.
It takes some planning.
No, it happens. Every time I'm in a bar, I'm like, oh, well, we might as well...
Every time.
Yeah, every time.
He's the wandering preacher.
I'm always trying to go to, like, my favorite fucking bar.
It's Pat's side gig is he marries bars people.
No, actually, I try to go to bars to avoid my side gig. I go to bars, and I'm like, why are all these people getting married here? You know, I'm just trying to get drunk. Anyways, you guys are listening to the Apocalypse. My name is Pat Hilsman. I'm an investigative journalist. Holy shit, right? My co-host, Jad Ali Slayman.
Yes, I'm Jad. I play with your dick on the way to the hospital.
Yep. Every time, every dick.
Think that's of all actually those what dicks. Your last name translates into.
Yeah,
that's why the copays are dick. So expensive. Yes.
Jed,
yes,
ID
plays with. It's a hyphenated last name.
Ollie Sleeman.
Like,
Jojo Popovich.
Dick hyphen plays with hyphen on the way to the hospital.
My name is Jojo Popovich, and I am a murder expert.
Pretty cool.
Jojo Popovich will kill your dad.
I am a serial killer.
Yeah, that's true.
Hitman.
She kills people.
Only dads.
I'm on Craigslist. You'll find me under my real name of
under
Jojo Popovich.
Under murder.
Okay. You gotta advertise somehow.
Yeah.
My name is Andrew Schiller.
I wasn't ready for it. Do it again.
What? No. Come on.
I wasn't ready for it.
Come on.
Yeah, I think we should do... I think I should get a mulligan.
A mulligan? Yes.
A mulligan.
My name is Andrew
Schiller. There we go. Very good.
And if you go into your basement, you'll find me hanging out, just, you know, seeing what's going on in your lives.
Yeah. Thank you. I want to take this time to thank you for what you do for us beneath our houses.
I repair the plumbing, like, when you're not looking. Just to make sure you're okay.
Are you the pipe man?
I am.
Oh, comes guys. From a long line of pipe
so, men. Guys, in the news, I have great news. But
in the news of news, great news from Pat Hilsman.
God, I have such good news.
Now's the...
So, you know how there was, do you know how all those Thai boys?
Wait, what?
Those sweet young, those Thai boys.
Oh, yeah, the Thai boys.
Yeah, well.
At the caves.
The sweet Thai boys.
There was an entire soccer team of Thai boys that were trapped with their coach deep, deep in a cave. And for like 2 weeks, we've all been on edge, wanting them to be safe, you know.
Yes.
And especially because now that, like, out of 15, 15 are safe, right? No tragedy. Big adventure. Well, someone...
No, well, actually, there are only 12. Plus the coach is 13. Plus the two shadow players.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. The shadow
Thai boys. Of but Shadow Thailand.
The good news is that now that they're safe, we can do all the jokes that we've been not able to do this whole time, that they weren't safe.
Go for it. Let's hear one.
Because you can't speak ill of those that are in danger or the dead, I feel. Unless, like,
knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
In a cave.
Oh, in a cave who?
Some stupid fucking kids.
Oh, that was got mean. Him. Got him. That was mean. But no, we actually figured out there's much more. Why would the U.S. Navy SEALs be interested in some Thai boys in a cave? We don't give a fuck, right?
They didn't go. It was the... Oh, yes. The American SEALs.
Yeah.
Yes, the SEALs. They swam over all the way.
Yeah, they're like,
those little North American SEALs.
Yeah.
With their cute little tails. Swam all the way to a cave in Thailand. About
some hole, right?
Some wet hole.
Yeah.
In the middle of Asia.
Wow, that didn't take long.
Some wet, slippery...
Yeah.
Dark
and why
gross
would, like, an older gentleman,
I object to gross.
Why did they send the oldest SEALs? Yeah. Think about that.
Why would America care? Right? So we figured out the secret behind.
You gotta follow the channels.
You know how, like, the raid to kill Bin Laden, in reality everyone knows that it was just a weird sex thing? Like, it was some sex shit.
Mm.
Like, they killed him, but we don't realize that it was, like, to get off. It was like to get hard, you know? So it was really complicated because everyone had to stay hard while they killed him. And, like, so that was the purpose of this, right? And there was that article that exposed it. So now we all know the truth about the Bin Laden raid.
It was such a technical burden.
Dude, it's like, we have to slow down.
You know, like, it's, if you ever listen to, like, the tapes,
yeah,
they're just like, slow down, Bravo's going soft. And then he's got to get hard. And they're, like, leapfrogging so that everyone's hard.
They're
when
like,
they breach.
They're like, don't shoot him yet. Everyone's not hard. Like, it's all on you.
And bro. They're like, Jenkins, are you hard? And he's like, yes. And they're like, are you lying?
Is this really the big joke?
Oh, yes, we put it
saving up for the past 2 weeks.
And Obama knew in his control room who was hard and who wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, continue with your caves. I was just filling in the blanks.
Yeah, So there's a dark secret that
Jesus. How dark.
So dark. No light at all. No sources of light at all. Such a dark secret. But
yeah.
Oh, I thought y'all were gonna make cave puns.
Well, apparently you know how, like, the earth. You know?
Yeah. I think about this often. The way the earth needs people in it.
Yeah, I know.
And how, like, hard it is to get people in there.
Yeah.
Deep in the earth.
Exactly. And, you know, all the commentators on television were talking about how deep inside this cave.
But these none of them were like, how thick into the earth are these boys?
That's a very good point.
Tim. How thick?
What is the width of their...
So we might as well...
Of their entrapment. Exactly. How wide is their entrapment?
So, as we were saying, the only reason that America would give a fuck, clearly, is because they were trying to jack these Thai boys off and throw them into the earth's vagina. I mean, it's fucking obvious. Okay? You know, why else would you do that? Why else would you send, like, an older guide in? Do it? And then why would, like, the Navy SEALs have to be involved? Like, otherwise, they don't give a shit. Like, it's, of course, it's naturally. They didn't want people to know that we were like, yeah, we've been outsourcing our earth impregnation.
Yeah.
They used to draft one American and one Russian, and it was like a Hunger Games thing.
And
a Frenchman, that's right, yeah.
A Frenchman.
Pizzagate part 5.
But no matter what happens, the Frenchman gets beaten. Savagely.
It is so obvious when you think about it.
What?
Because these boys were already under the ground. They're already under, like, the requisite thickness.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have to be shot from space or anything. It was like, whoa. You can just walk
yeah,
into the
they
earth.
They discovered it. They got greedy. You know what I mean?
You
they're
just
like,
walk into the earth.
They're like, "Well, sir, it was, actually, you know what? We have some audio of the scientists that were testing it at the Thai the king of Thailand. It was the one that ordered it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't the creepy prince that, like, has had his wedding with his topless wife eating cake.
Let's just
who did
sure.
that?
Oh, I am the king of Thailand.
I feel that the earth, the good earth around me is dying.
Look, I'm just some city slicking NASA scientist. I know you're the king of Thailand.
What are you doing in Thailand?
I know you got some Thai boys down deep. But look, we've been trying to shoot guys into the earth for years.
Oh,
we shot
strange.
Russian
strange.
Guys, what? American guys, one French guy over and over again.
Oh, God. That's
none of them made it to get it pregnant to save everybody.
Well, were they all adults?
They were all adults. They were thick adults. We shot them from space because we thought that would be the best way.
Ah, that is the very wise way.
But your eminence, it is in, again, the wisdom of babes that has made us low. We were trying to shoot them from a giant cannon, our hubris, in space. Because we thought space was badass.
But the atmosphere, you didn't think of the atmosphere, dear boy.
Jesus, and the speed of hitting the earth.
Oh, God, the speed.
But then
right.
These innocent boys with no pretense they walked into the earth.
Let me ask you something, simpleton. Did you guys, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that, but the other scientists are certainly simpletons. Did you try rolling them into a ball?
We did.
Rolling into a ball?
I can show you, yes. To preserve their boners. Yes. We've tried this.
Oh, that's years ago.
Hit the table when I make that point. We've tried this to preserve their seed. It didn't work. To preserve their boners.
Oh,
it didn't work.
No, yeah, of course not.
Your brave Thai boys just walked in. They solved the problem for us. It's as if, during the Apollo mission, like, in the middle of it, someone just... like, took a wrong turn and yelled at his wife and was on the moon.
Yes, that's true. This is a very good, this is a very, very fortuitous circumstance. I think we should make an arrangement. Listen,
what are your terms, King?
Yo, Queen of Thailand!
Oh, I am the Queen of Thailand.
Yeah, what's
and
up?
And the moon is talking to me.
What's up, the Queen of Thailand? What do you think we should do? Do you think we should throw these little boys into the volcanic depths in order to impregnate the earth?
Your eminence, we have to jack them off first.
Dear moon, please tell me how to get the Thai boys into the earth.
Yes, you can throw them all in, but only provided that we figure out that the glowing opening of the inner core has been exposed.
Look, I can help you guys out.
Okay, yes, NASA scientist, please.
Look, I can send American SEALs, our oldest SEALs. They're gray. They're ready to go.
Oh, but Mr. NASA, are they strong enough for the voyage?
Just barely.
Mr. NASA, can they handle the entry?
They're strong enough to get to the entrance and die.
Are they lubed enough?
They will be.
All shall be lubed.
When they breach... The thing is, they all have to be hard at once. It's a hard lesson to learn. A hard lesson that we learned.
Mr. NASA, your puns inspired me a confidence that is immense.
Look, just let us get our seals in there. How many Thai boys do you have? 200, 300?
Yeah, but it's sealed. Do you think shoving more seals in will help?
Oh, Mr. NASA. Got it. The moon makes a good point.
Yeah, that is, the moon did have a pretty good point there.
Just let our seals have a crack at jacking off these boys and throwing them deeper into the earth. What do you say?
Do you think if we're lucky, the earth will get pregnant, Mr. NASA? And then you Americans will no longer have to launch satellites with
finally
grown men aroused finally. By a wheel of Russian ballerinas grinding their pussies into his face?
It's so expensive.
Yeah, it's true.
And it smells bad in person.
It resulted in a lot of dead ballerinas. Like, way more. You would have thought that they would have, like, called off the program, you know, after it happened several hundred
times. It's like a porn set. You
and
think
they were just ballerinas re-entering the atmosphere.
But you imagine it's sexy and it's cool, but it really just smells bad and it's expensive. So I have a proposition for you. Let us jack off these boys and throw them into the earth. If our seals get to them before these cuck cave explorers from Britain get to them, who work for free, apparently.
Jesus, God.
What do you say, King?
Some people just... You know, it's not like the old days. There used to be no question about that. You wouldn't have some fucking cuck foreigners coming in trying to, like, swim up the canal to save lives.
Coming into your cave.
My cave.
The King's cave.
Fuck this. This is in America's interest, and this is in Thailand's interest.
Yes.
Get your fucking boys up in there. Put your seals in the sealed cave,
yeah.
And then jack off all those boys and then throw them into the earth. Let's get this. Let's get this fucking old hag of an earth pregnant and resurrect life so that no one will be sad anymore.
You're welcome. You're welcome in advance.
Mm.
They're on their way.
Cool.
Mr. NASA, whatever could I do? Thank you.
Oh.
Thanks a lot, Mr. NASA.
If any of the seals survive, just let them hang out in the cave. That's all we ask in return for our service. Let them die in the cave.
You wouldn't be trying to sneak them in there to pork the cave, would you?
Come on. Come on. Get real. Come on.
Nah,
come on, get real.
I don't know if I can trust the Americans.
You know me, dog. When's the last time America fucked anyone over? When's the last time America... Remember when America made that deal with Panama?
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're like, we're and not... They're like,
listen, they're like, all we care about is whatever you do. You can oppress us. You can support right-wing governments. You can steal bananas. You can...
You can see the Panama Canal from space.
Please don't build a canal. Whatever you do.
They're like, don't fuck a line through our country.
Yeah, yeah.
Fill it with seawater. That is an earthly treasure.
Yeah, it's an unpleasing line.
Yes. Jesus. And man, can we cut the historical footage?
Yeah.
How sad how that story ended.
Why?
The Thai boys extracted from the earth cruelly.
Ripped from their mother?
Ripped yeah. from the earth before... Yeah,
the king of Thailand and like the head of the CIA were like, no!
We put had them all back!
Put them back!
Seal them!
And they sent one actual seal with the seals.
What
who the fuck is this guy?
What an embarrassing hot mic, you know? Right there, like the king is there and he's ready to give a press conference. Yeah.
He was about to address the people like celebrating it, but secretly he's like so bummed and he's like screaming. He's like, no, put them back. Yeah, caught on the hot mic and all the people heard him being like, fuck those kids.
Seal them.
Put them there's like, they come out of the
Deepa!
Earth in 50 years and they've been turned into seals.
Oh yeah, for sure.
By the environment. The cave environment.
So, have you heard of the Mandela Effect?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's like the Bernstein Bears.
I don't know if I understand what you're talking about.
Oh my god, did you know that Nelson Mandela died in the 80s?
Yeah, there's one lunatic that says that Nelson Mandela died in the 80s. And she's convinced that Nelson Mandela died in the 80s. So, naturally, it's not because she's confused. It's because, time is split. And, you know, we have memories collectively. And also, the Bernstein Bears, apparently.
Bernstein. See,
Bernstein.
You're doing it. You're living in the wrong universe right now. We are talking between universes for this podcast.
I'm sure that it's
podcast.
Not a copyright thing or anything.
It's
involving anything like that.
A name on the cover.
It's definitely two alternate universes. So, I didn't believe in this shit for a long time, right? Until recently, when I ran...
Jesus.
I ran into this woman that I had made love to a couple years ago, right? And
she survived.
Yeah, and she was like, Pat, that was really awful. Like, you know, like, just you couldn't get an erection and you were sobbing and this was really terrible, right? And you smelled bad, right? And I was like, I don't remember it like that at all. You know? And I was like, holy shit. And then it hit me. You know what I mean? And I was like, fuck me. God damn it. The fucking Mandela effect. You know? I was like, I was like, there's no way that's not how I remember this going down at all. You know? And then, I went to a party.
You were like, prove it.
No, sorry. I'd forgotten my wallet. At a party the night before.
Yeah.
You know? And,
because you were showing it off. You were showing it to people.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, look at my wallet. Yeah.
Look how many cards are in it.
Look at my wallet, peasant.
You fucking loser.
Yeah, fuck you, yeah. So I went back to look for it, to get it back, right? And they were like, Pat, you were really embarrassing last night. You know, you were just screaming at people and, like, you know, honestly being a little bit sexist and, like, just, and then you vomited and chat yourself. And I was like,
That's not possible, you know? Like, that's not... I was like, I absolutely do not remember it that way at all. You know, like, yes, I smell bad. But I feel that it just happened.
You're like, I need to take a shit now. How could I possibly shit myself?
Yeah. I haven't eaten any food in between, so tell me that. What? Am I just, producing mass? You know?
Produce.
Was Einstein wrong? Are you going to try and tell me that Einstein was a fucking liar?
You anti-Semite?
Yeah.
Got him.
So, speaking of Einstein, there was a scientist that was even more famous than Einstein.
Professor Fist, if only...
we're going to tell the story about a very important overlooked... You know how Nikola Tesla...
He was an unfair grader as well. Anyone who had Professor Fist
Nikola Tesla, there's scientists from history that were underappreciated, right?
And who lost fights routinely.
Who among them?
Yeah. But there's one scientist from history... that doesn't have any fans like Enrico Fermi or Nikola Tesla do now. And he's completely underrated and underappreciated. And
it's Professor Fist. And when he was a boy, science was shitty and lame. And so he got beat up a lot. And so he had to learn the science of fighting beating the shit out of people.
The kids would be like, oh, Fisty.
What is this, a control group?
Yeah. Fisty, what are you going to do? Enjoy science? Are you going to learn about how nature and man interact and try and solve the mysteries of the universe like an episode of Scooby-Doo?
No, I'm just going to do me. Leave my control group alone.
Shit out of him!
Oh, God.
Bam!
The equations in my head as the blows land. I can't. Ah. There is no math but the fist. And its impact.
Please stop doing that.
And then?
Then he learned how to beat people up after that.
Jesus. So the next time he was a young man.
Maybe now it's my turn to be the control group. It's my turn to be in control. Of the group. I gotta learn how to fight. And I'm gonna go to a guy who teaches that. And I'm gonna apply the discipline I applied to science to fighting. You there?
So... Professor Fist had to go up into the mountains to learn from a fucking master of apocal kung fu.
You, the most powerful fighter in the history of New York, Ed Koch, teach me how to fight.
Oh! You would like to learn to fight, young one?
Look, you're the mayor of New York City in the 80s. You gotta teach me. You'll have a bridge named after you.
Oh, well, in that case. To fight is not just to fight on the fists. It is to fight on the mind.
What about shit? Can I use shit?
Yes. Shit is one of the most important secrets. Listen, we here at Apocal Kung Fu are going to teach you, Professor Fist, how to kick the shit out of people. Right? For example... If someone walks up to you in a bar, and they punch at you,
they punch right at me.
What would you do?
I feel like I would get punched. Would I shit?
No. You'd get punched.
That's what I said.
And then you would step back and you'd say, "Ow! Oh, why did you punch me? Oh God, why?
I can't believe you."
And as you scream and squirm. You'll reach your hand into your pantaloons. And then you go shit in your hand. And then you'll pull it out. And you'll hold it in front of you.
Like I'm not even scared of it. Like, I'm not scared of the shit that I'm holding.
And you'll say, listen, bub. You probably can't beat me up. And you'll probably defeat me.
And I'm just holding shit in front of me this whole time.
But we're going to get covered in my shit.
It's going to get in your mouth.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I'm used to my shit. I'm always covered in my own shit.
It came right out of me.
Right? Yeah.
I got you.
And then they fucked right off.
Yeah.
And that's how you fight. That's how you win a fight. Is just shit in your hand.
Thank you, Ed Koch. I hope you know, they name a bridge after you. Mm-hmm. In the 90s.
Professor Fist, you're welcome.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Stephen Hawking, I've had enough.
No, So, Professor Fist.
Cambridge, a hard place. Oh. Yes. What are you directing?
The narrator.
And so he went to Cambridge, a hard place.
Hey, Fisty!
Fuck, it's so hard here. Yeah, I'm Professor Fist.
Hey, yo, I'm Professor Noggin.
Jesus, whatever you do, stay hard.
The philosophy professor.
Hard. Oh, God,
check out my professor. Dick, it's so hard.
God damn, I don't want to look at it.
You're new to the faculty, look at my cock.
What if it's harder than mine?
Hey, Fisty, it's me, Professor God. Noggin. Look at my dick.
Oh, Jesus, it's not... Oh, is it Professor Noggin who they warned me about? He would show me his dick.
Hey, this is philosophy, Fist.
Jesus Christ.
Look at it! Look!
All right, remember what Ed Koch told you before he became a bridge?
No, you refresh my memory. Before they turned him into a bridge, like the Chris Christie bridge.
And so he remembered his lessons from the past.
Professor Noggin, I'm gonna let you continue, but first, let me take a shit.
A shit? A shit?
Wow.
Oh no! Wow. Oh no, it seems as though Professor Fist is shitting into his own hand.
Our brave hero went to the tree and he shat the biggest shit that ever was. You could see it from space. He held it in his hand.
Oh no, that is. Oh no, if I attempt to attack him, I may be able to defeat him.
Noggin, look at it. It's right in front of you in my hand.
Oh no, that is a steaming pile of shit, Professor Fish.
You want this? It's gonna get on you. It's gonna get in your body.
Ew, yucky. No, I'm gonna run away.
But no matter how far he ran and how far he went, he could not escape the giant shit.
Yeah. It was always there. What a hard place full of hard men.
At his bedside, at his daughter's birthday party, the shit was there.
Here. How dare you bring this shit to my daughter's birthday?
But then, from afar, a champion to oppose our hero, the baddest of bad, bad men, Stephen Hawking.
No, not he's not. Listen, Professor Fist was a contemporary of Albert Einstein, right? And when Albert Einstein and like Freud and all the people.
Oh, we're talking about the son of Fist,
yeah.
Who faced Hawking.
No.
He was the son.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So he's there.
Yeah, he was there.
It's after World War II, and Einstein has been granted asylum in the States.
Yeah.
Even though, we can't trust those people. They come from war and ruin. Who knows what's happened to them?
Yeah. If they come from war, they probably won't like war, and that will make them like have a problem being American.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You had a problem with it,
yeah.
Einstein?
Yeah. Ah! No, I don't have a problem with it. What's your fucking problem, Fist?
Like the name. Oh, yeah.
So Fist and Einstein like lived next to each other in Jersey when they were professors at Princeton, you know? And Professor Einstein was studying, the speed of light and like
Cockledry.
Theoretical physics and whether or not quantum mechanics existed.
He was studying.
Professor Fists was studying his fists. And was like. It's like, Jesus, these are fucking huge.
His fists full of.
Yeah.
Shit.
And at this, but just for fun, he would do science also.
But his main area of study, he was like me.
He was a lot like me. He just hated it. He hated being so good at it, you know? And then he would just examine his fists all day.
Professor Fists, I mean, his, like, focus, his PhD was in, He basically got tired of, like, these farmers getting their animals laid all the time.
Yeah.
So he studied animal cuckoldry. He was the enemy of every expert in animal husbandry.
Very good, yeah.
It was like
when everyone else was studying animal husbandry, he was like, no!
Animal cuckoldry.
And that's why we have such delicious burgers today.
People were like, can you mate this mule with this donkey?
Fist burger?
I only eat meat that's been fucked in front of its wife. That's had its wife fucked in front of it. You know what I mean? That's been cuckolded.
Scientists were like, yo, if we mate this species of cow with this one, we can make one that's more resilient. And then
someone was like, why? Why would we do that? And they're like, fight fire. Yeah.
Like,
so
get
then,
out of here.
So then Einstein was like, listen, Professor Fist, I feel as though you're bringing a lot of bad energy to this apartment. While I'm trying to learn about theoretical physics and the structure of the universe, you seem to be going around finger banging each of your students with a different finger.
I can't use the same one, you animal.
Oh God, Professor Fist, this is very inappropriate.
Alright.
Very inappropriate, Professor Fist.
I didn't study both these fists for nothing. It's time. I've done the math.
Fuck you, Professor Fist. I'm Albert Einstein. I'm the greatest scientist in the world.
Oh, you would have been a Nazi if they would have let you join.
Oh, how dare you.
Punch.
Ow! 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 Oh, I've been beaten up by Professor Fist. Me, the smartest man in the world. Albert Einstein! And
I'm gonna have your dogs fuck your cats in front of your cats so that they get cucked.
I've been
eating. And your cats fuck your dogs in front of your dogs so they get cucked.
Oh, I've definitively been beaten up by Professor Fist.
My pets have been cucked.
And my pets have been cucked. And my pets have been cucked.
Got him.
Oh. So naturally Einstein sort of just fell to the wayside because Einstein lost all credibility among his peers.
He just tried to fix the marriages between his pets.
Because Einstein was just punched so hard right in the face, just it bled, and he went straight to the ground.
And like, girls saw it.
Yeah. And they're like, ah, and then they came and pulled his pants down and were like pointing at his dick.
What was that?
And girls saw it and they threw cigarettes at him.
Yes, small dick.
Got him.
So yeah. So it was just naturally he became like an expert in his field, you know. And they had to actually invent fields for him to study. So, but then as he became older, you know, he started to get a little bit more controversial again. And one of the things that was especially controversial was that he had this. He was giving a class one day, and he was like. He was giving a class one day.
Yo, put your books down. Put your books down. Laptop screen's down. Look at my fists. Are you writing this down?
Yes, I'm writing it down.
Sketch out my fists. Write down what you want to be later in life. Okay. You there? Boy.
Oh, what's up?
Why won't you look directly at my fists?
Oh, I appreciate your fists.
What's your name, boy?
It's Hawking, sir.
Stephen Hawking!
Hawking? What are you filled with, birds?
Oh, I resent that. That's not nice at all.
Oh, you resent it? Have a look. Have a look at this fist.
No, come closer. Fist, I don't want to look at
Get out
fist.
Of your seat.
No.
Look at it.
Please, no.
And then Professor Fist stomped over to the young student's desk, and he pulled back his fist.
What do you think? You're some kind of guy, kid?
Ow! Oh, God, I've been punched so hard! Oh, God, I've been punched again! Oh!
And he punched the poor student
you
so
there,
hard...
You there, TA, intubate this man!
...that he crippled him. And that boy's name... was Stephen Hawking.
Stevie Hawk.
Stevie Hawk. Stevie Hawk.
Yeah.
That's a sad...
It was Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. It's true until he found the newest hole of all. The deepest hole of all. The hole to death.
Can't believe they did that to Stevie Hawking.
I know, that's true. I can't believe the Illuminati did that to Stephen Hawking. You know?
Professor Fist... If you, you know.
Oh, and also, who else did he punch?
Just like a lot of just women, just in the street. You know, he was a terrible guy.
but a good scientist, ultimately.
He used to punch other people's kids.
Well, that's like a job in France, right?
When he got older, he would just
like we're gonna send you to the punching seminar.
When he got older, he would just kind of like punch.
Yeah.
Windows. Animals.
He got very sad because he was like challenge like people's pets. Yeah. Like, what do you think? You're better than me? I'm Professor Fist.
What do you
I'm
got?
I'm the greatest
bowl?
Scientist. I beat the shit out of Albert Einstein and I crippled Stephen Hawking. What did you ever do? It's really sad how history sometimes forgets some of its greatest luminaries.
The cruel fist of Professor Fist.
I like it. Oh, also, when he was a young man. Well, this is a little bit of historical research that we had to do.
A young fist.
Oh, okay. Oh, whatever. He also beat up Thomas Edison.
But, no, that doesn't line up at all.
Yeah, when he was a little baby.
He didn't learn the way of the fist till he was like a teenager.
He kicked the shit out of Edison, he kicked the shit out of Einstein, and he kicked the shit out of Hawking. Move on.
What do we got?
We don't really have anything else.
Is it time for this discussion?
We've wanted...
Factoid that I would like to share that you guys are going to kill me about. Yeah. So what was the music that was just playing over the past segment is from Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, and
sure
it is one of the most powerful pieces of music in opera.
But he was a Nazi.
And Wagner was a Nazi. And well, he had his two most
I was
gonna
say the exact same thing.
Characters but, die a really sad death. So we don't like him.
But did he write it?
Yes. Wagner wrote the opera Tristan und Isolde.
But he didn't write the story.
No, it's a French fairy tale.
Ugh.
I know, we hate the French.
Ugh. And then they shared an egg.
Oh, yeah,
and it turned out they were cousins.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's how long. So, speaking of eggs, yep. You know how the moon is an egg, right?
Yeah, right.
You do. Well...
He broke something.
You know, boys and girls can be, boys and girls can be...
Egg buddies?
Anything they want, right?
Eggs.
Isn't that true, class?
That girls? Boys and girls... No, that's not true.
Well, they should be able to, right?
Boys can't be cowboys.
Got him.
You gotta be a cowman.
That's true. Cowman. But everybody wants
a hideous cow man.
By a show of hands, boys and girls, how many of you want to be astronauts?
I want to be an astronaut. Me.
I want to be the type that gets yes.
Oh, you guys all want to be astronauts.
I want to be shot into space.
I want to yes.
Into a cold
away
dark
from
cave.
The Earth.
What are
NASA.
Some of your what are some of your favorite astronauts? Why don't you name them?
Pat's dad.
Ooh, that's.
What's the name of that dog that died in space?
Airbud?
Airbud.
No,
you know the story
Air Comrade is.
You know the story behind Airbud is he was too powerful. to imprison on Earth.
That's the real story of what happened, you know?
His crimes were, like,
he played
crazy.
Basketball, soccer. He did things with his hands that people can't do with
Things with kids. Horrible things. But when they tried to imprison him, they were like, you know, I'm letting you do this. And so they had to trick him into going into
space.
He's
like, I like it. I like you when you put me in a cage.
Just so I can bust. What a weirdo.
He's like an immigrant.
Exactly, well, like an immigrant.
They asked for it when they came here.
So who are some of your...
Seeking shelter.
Like Neil Armstrong, right?
No, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He never went to space.
No. That you know of.
His dreams went to space.
But he didn't go, so it doesn't count. But the people... Interesting fact, right? You know how the International Space Station and, like, the space shuttle have, like, special toilets?
Sex rooms. Sorry. Yeah.
They have special toilets, right?
You shit in your hand.
Yeah. No. It's like
you shit in your hand and you shake it off.
It gently suctions it and, like, you can deal with it. And, yeah, I guess these...
Out of your butt?
You stick it up your bunghole and
no,
you just...
No, but it's relatively clean.
You take a laxative.
It's relative. Oh, no.
Relatively so.
Oh, no.
Compared to diving into a sewer.
Did you break Tom's law?
Touch this.
We need to do our promos.
Our read?
Yeah, we need our read.
You are listening to Radio Free Blur Brooklyn.
You are listening to Radio Free Blurblin.
Brooklyn! You're really listening, baby.
Well, listen,
Brooklyn.
On the way to the moon, the astronauts.
You're a Brooklyn.
Let's just
cut the chase.
They spent about 4 days on the way to the moon and like 4 days on the way back, some shit, right?
Like the Oregon
Do you think
trail.
They had a fancy toilet back in the 60s? No, not at all. You know what they had to do? They had to attach. They had to glue a fucking sack to their ass.
Oh my god!
And then shit out into it.
And then
scoop the feces into it with their hand.
The youngest astronaut had to scoop.
Needless to say, it wasn't perfect. It was imperfect, right? So the astronauts, it's interesting, when they landed on the moon, all those photos, on the inside of their suits, they were smeared in their own feces. It's impossible that they weren't. Because they would have been shitting and having to scoop it in. And they couldn't, like, just be willy-nilly carrying fucking toilet paper all over the place.
That's why the government squashed Smell-O-Vision. Yeah. They didn't want those pictures to be brought into Smell-O-Vision.
And they didn't
definition.
Want people to smell the moon. It smells horrible.
Yeah.
Especially within that suit.
The astronaut Alan Shepard, the first American into space, was soaked in his own urine.
What a pussy.
He lived his life that way. But he was especially soaked in it when he went to space.
A lot of people forget he was always soaked in urine.
Oh, yeah. They
glaze over it.
Rewrite the history books, you know?
They're like, he was always soaked in urine.
Blasphemy.
No, like when he ran out of his own, when he would take other people's.
Absolutely.
No,
he went to Thompson Square Park. He just had a cup. He was like, all right, I know this bathroom's disgusting, but I have this solo cup. Please, I need it.
And he went to hospitals and emptied catheters. He had to remain wet. Warm and wet. He had to remain a human temperature,
like
warmth.
A cave-like temperature.
Not unlike a cave.
Cold and damp, like space.
Do we have a reed that I can pervert?
Yeah, we're gonna pervert the
reed. What should I have?
Where's the sheet?
Oh, we should have like.
We must need.
Khmer Rouge.
I have perverted the sheets plenty.
All right, we're doing our.
Can you do scary music, please?
Perennial sheeting.
Put on music fitting to Tom's voice.
The bag o donations.
It has to be fitting.
Radio Free Brooklyn is a CO14. We support many candidates. We will not name those candidates. We will not tell you where that money has come from or what fluids have paid for that money to be provided to the candidates.
Or how viscous they are.
Please read.
Okay. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 50 rich person nonprofit organization. We're a nonprofit.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, take that. Yeah.
Got him.
Burn. Whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression.
Can you read the radio?
Can you read the radio?
Got him.
Find out more at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate where you can donate as little as a dollar, a cent, or your mother's soul. And every soul helps us continue to stay on air. It's what we eat.
Where are you going to put your mom's soul? In a home? You know? Gross. Put your mom's soul in a studio.
Put her in a nice box and mail her soul to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate, where your souls can be tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law.
You can visit your mom's soul. If you come to Radio Free Brooklyn, you can visit it. You can see it.
Keep all of her remains intact, because if there's a finger missing, we will know, and your donation will be void.
And it's going to reflect in her soul.
If
it's missing, her soul's not going to get it.
Not only...
The whole thing.
We don't make these rules. This is... Tom.
It's not 99% of your mother's soul. We need 100% of your mother's soul.
Not only will
we need
know.
All her parts and her last bowel movement, so find it.
And her last words.
Bring
write them
back.
Fucking down.
So not only will we know that half of her soul is missing because she gave birth to a shithead like you, but...
Got him! Sorry.
But we will publicly shame you in the RFB newsletter found at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. And here is our very own newsletter correspondent, Schroederberger.
Subscribe to it.
Subscribe.
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 Sign up for our newsletter to keep up to date with our new programming. Our programmings include crucifixion, torture, cruelty, all the things that our Lord God Savior Tom Tenney decides for us to do.
If your dick hurts, Tom wants it to.
Upcoming RFB events include...
Your dick will hurt.
Interviews with...
Wait, does what?
Interviews with...
How much does it hurt? No, other people whose dicks hurt.
Ticket giveaways too.
Wait, let's do an example. Yo, Brett. Yo, does your dick hurt, dog?
My dick fell off yesterday.
Ticket giveaways too. The performances of...
Oh, Jesus. It hurts so much.
Special offers on RFB swag, including...
Things that hurt your dick.
And more. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter and receive all your
slash
dick pain.
Yeah, and if you want to go to the secret page, go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/ Hillary Clinton. And then it can get really real. Then the numbers come out.
Oh, the numbers.
RFB.org/ Hillary Clinton. That's where the emails went. And they're so weird. A lot of them are MP3s. You can hear.
This is Khmer Rouge music we're listening to, by the way. I felt that it matches the mood that's set by Tom.
Look, for just $5 a month, you can get one of Hillary's weird
for
emails.
For just $5 a month, you can get Hillary Clinton's mobile app at radiofreebrooklyn.org/George Soros.
It tells Hillary where you are.
So she can get to you while you're still fresh.
So she can wiretap your bathroom. So she knows how much shit you take.
And how long.
Oh, so long.
No, and they were like, Tom Tenney, would you like to partner with Hillary Clinton Industries to make like a slick app?
Hillary Clinton Industries, yeah.
The apps are on both iPhone and Android.
And in you. And inside you.
That is
you
the
are
thing,
born
you
with
know,
them.
They don't credit the fact that Hillary Clinton personally went down and sewed microchips into little boys' penises like 100,000 times.
I mean,
in
it was
the South. They don't really don't incorporate that.
She went to Jamaica Hospital.
Yeah,
just,
and eventually she just had like a machine where she could just hit it and it would be like ching. You know, it would like staple it right into the ball sack.
You know, it was nefarious. The nurses would be like, "Do you want to get circumcised? Go feel like and staple some shit into your kid's dick."
Yeah, yo. It's like
that. What was that?
And Clarissa explains it all. You know how like the neighbor always comes in with a ladder. I'm older than you guys, eh? All right.
I always thought they were fucking
the Fonz. It's like the Fonz. All right, or Steve.
That's
Urkel.
An older show. That's an older show.
Jesus. Well, the Fonz.
Clarissa never explained shit. Clarissa never explained the emails.
Did she ever explain virtue signaling? I don't think so.
Got him. She never explained fucking acorn. Where are they putting them? How far up in us?
They're with the peanuts. You know what Charlie Brown did?
Where are they
in
hiding
Syria?
Their acorns?
What did he do in Libya? Charlie Brown is guilty. Indict that animated character.
More like Sharia Ibrahim. Of Benghazi.
Oh my God.
Subscribe to the Radio Free Brooklyn newsletter. Tom will tell you America's secret history. All the people that we fucked. That we didn't tell our friends about.
You're listening to The ApocalyCast every Friday at 2.
How much more cast do we have? Are we done?
We have a lot more.
No, we're so done.
Yeah, we can't.
Because we started at 10-something.
This is not the ApocalyCast, it's the ApocalyCant.
Oh, God.
You guys are listening to the ApocalyCant. All right, read the fucking... Why don't I do it?
No!
I don't know, it's the same thing.
Oh, is that already
we
been read?
We covered all the bases.
Oh, really?
Read them again.
We will not have to swallow a marble at the next community meeting.
Yeah, just because JBR will be banished, and that was his idea.
No, we like JBR.
Hey, hand me the fucking thing.
Can we declare JBR guilty?
Guys, I think we should do a recap.
JBR is dead.
We might as well, right?
He's dead.
Oh, by the way, we're going to have a theme every episode. Guess what the theme was this week? We're going to reveal it only towards the end of the episode. Any guesses?
Shit.
Schottelberger.
The pain of the penis.
That's more of an overarching theme. Okay.
I mean, so it's a theme, though. I'm right.
Little boys. I feel like that was almost a theme.
There's a lot of little boys.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they were a little Fist. Tied
so
up.
So you said Dick Payne, Schottelberger. Popovich, you said...
Little boys.
Little boys was the theme. All right, Jad, what say you,
so
sir?
So gross.
I think
that.
Boys.
Boys.
No, or the earth. No. Below the earth. Whatever is below the earth.
I can't believe you guys missed it.
Black gold.
You guys
it's
are
actually
all wrong.
More earth.
No, it's what? Shit.
I said
shit,
the first
the
thing I said.
Oh, it is?
I said
oh,
shit.
Well, you were probably saying it
check
into
the
cup.
Check
I believe
the tape.
It. I believe it. All right, well, then it goes to Jad.
We got to call Hillary Clinton in here to ask her what happened to the shit.
Shillery.
Shillery.
Fucking
Hillary.
Thrillery. What else we got?
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good one.
Billery.
Billery. No, I just
got
thought
no.
that.
No, Thrillery Clinton.
Yeah. Shrillery.
Got him. Because of how she talks. Trillery Clinton. And the, how she's, you know, Trill from the South?
Yeah.
Triller. Yo, Trillery.
You know what I really appreciate is how exactly the same things would be if Hillary Clinton was president. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, thousands of children would all be kidnapped, and we would have like anti-abortion Supreme Court justices.
You haven't considered the death squad.
It's a good, it's a good.
You haven't considered the. They come to your house and you're like,
they're like, do you have any death?
Do you know what we've done?
And then if you answer yes, just pig noises.
Well, you know what? They can't see you if you're not moving.
Yeah.
You know? Actually, we have a little bit of audio.
Yeah. What? Are they here? Oh shit!
No, they're not. It's not time yet.
It's midnight.
No, it's not time yet.
We've been cut.
No,
guys, look, I feel like
guys. Have we
you
learned?
You have to drink this. they already have...
Guys, no, we're not done yet. Not by a long shot. Guys, we have to test the sonar.
You won't drink my whiskey, but I'll drink my beer.
Check.
Chillery?
Oh, what's that? Hang on, that's not a good thing.
I've become friends with Alex Jones.
Which Alex Jones?
He lives across from me. Alex Jones III. He's a nice guy.
Oh, it's another Alex Jones.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Everyone, Donald Trump is going to declare a law where everyone must name their children after Alex Jones.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
How did they break in so quickly? All
right, give me a seat.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it's time we...
Wait, guys, hang on. Wait. It could be a false alarm.
I don't know. Oh, I think it's time we admit personal things to one another.
Guys, that was a little scary.
Squirrel ate my bad guy.
I hope that squid doesn't come back around again.
I hope...
God. Oh, shit.
Guys, I just want to apologize for all the times that I've missed this show. I'm sorry.
It's all over, dude. It's not cool. I don't forgive you.
You should have shut up. Kettleburger's too late to make it right.
Just, I hope that this squid isn't gonna kill me right now.
No, it's not good enough. Jesus, the squid are getting closer. Hard.
I regret that every time this happens, I don't kill myself before the squid kill me.
Yes, you always think that maybe you'll have a chance to escape, but in reality, there's no way. The squid are gonna fuck you. Listen to that squid.
Dad. Always wanted to send you to the squids, but I'm sorry now that it's happening.
Well, they're gonna find us all the same.
Yeah, they're gonna kill us no matter what. It might as well be on our own terms.
I don't know. Dad. Have you guys tried talking?
I can't...
Squid.
Calm down.
Jesus. Popovich, Christ. What's your plan? How are we going to fight off the squid menace?
You must become what you fear. Become the squid.
Become squid? Madness, you say? Are you saying that I should...
Let's hatch a plot.
Are you saying that Andrew should saw off my arm while Dad attaches tentacles to me?
No, that's a waste.
Don't go back.
When the squid busts in, I'm going to go left. Kettleburger, you button up.
All right. I got this.
You reveal yourself to the squid.
I'm already defecating in my hands. Can I use that?
No, the squid love it. It'll only frenzy them.
Oh, Andrew, the squid has you.
We have to find a religious book that repels the squid. Quick, say whatever prayers you know.
Have William Shatner's autobiography.
Maybe. Read an incantation from it.
Well, I was stalked.
Oh, Jesus, they passed. Guys, I think that's the last of the squid.
Now that they've passed, thank God. I take back every contrition. Shit. The squid.
Oh, Jesus. The squid are gonna rip us all to pieces and then the episode will end.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Maybe this time they won't.
Yeah, maybe the squid will be forgiving, whereas they haven't been back.
Maybe... Oh. Trump got a good deal out of the squid.
Hang on, guys. Wait. Hang on.
The squid does not forget.
Sir Patrick. What? The squids have granted you asylum within their ranks.
Who knew that would happen? Usually, I would think that squid would be like the type of creatures that would turn back on an agreement that they made. You know, but
they've granted you asylum, though. Do you want to join?
Yeah. Sir Patrick.
I guess this time we can trust them, right?
Sir Patrick.
Oh, shit! Shut! We shouldn't have trusted them!
God damn.
Oh, no!
Give it to you.
Oh, God. Why?